We'll be back to get you, mister.
Hey, I'm afraid, Henry. What can we do?
There isn't much we can do, Robbie. Let's just lock up the van tight and try to get some sleep and trust God to take care of us.
In September 1971, Robbie and Henry, two American servicemen stationed in the Philippines, were traveling from the Naval Communications Station in San Miguel to Clark Air Force Base near Manila. It had been raining hard all day, and the trip over the mountains and through the flooded valleys was tedious. The roads were gutted with deep potholes filled with water, making driving extremely dangerous. They were both soaking wet from the many times along the way that they had to get out to push the vehicle through the mud. Everything inside the van was drenched as well. They were both totally miserable. About 9 o'clock that night, they drove into an all-night gas station, feeling it would be a fairly safe place, and asked if they could park the van there until the next morning. They were cold, hungry, and tired. Just as they were ready to lie down on the wet seats to try to get some sleep, they heard a knock. Robbie rolled down the window and asked their visitor what he wanted. He offered them young prostitutes. They politely told him that they were not interested in his offer. With his refusal, the man then offered them some drugs. When this was refused too, the man and his companion became very angry. They walked around the van, kicking at it and shouting loudly that they would be back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Robbie turned to Henry and said, I'm afraid. What should we do? There isn't much we can do, Henry replied, trying not to show his concern. Let's just lock up the van tight and try to get some sleep and trust God to take care of us. After they had prayed together, Robbie stretched out on the back seat and Henry lay down on the front seat. Soon, they were asleep. The night passed and dawn came. The sun was shining and both of them were very hungry. Henry told Robbie he was going to find a place to eat and went to ask the station owner where they could buy some food. She replied, you can go around the corner and buy some baked goods at my father's bakery, but that isn't necessary because I've provided some food for you. She had food cooking on the burner and a small table was set with 6 places. Go call your friends and you can all eat here, she said.
Well, there are only 2 of us,
Henry replied. But where are the others? She asked. There are supposed to be 6 of you. Henry looked puzzled and said,
6? No, there's just my friend and me. I'll go call my friend.
The owner told him that the workers who kept the station open all night had seen 4 men with their arms folded sitting up in the van all night long. They thought they were your traveling companions, she explained. She called the night workers over and they assured her this was true. Henry and Robbie were overwhelmed to realize how God had answered their prayers and sent angels to guard their van as they slept.
Have you ever seen your guardian angel? Over you, the one whose job is you. Have you ever seen your guardian angel, the one who watches over you, the one whose job is you?
Yes, these mysterious beings who possess supernatural power to intervene and protect us during time of need are angels. The Bible says, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." You too, if you are one of God's children, are assigned an angelic bodyguard whose job is to watch over you and protect you from harm and danger. Very few people actually get to see their heavenly guardian here on earth, but some have.